Like all college seniors, Paige Moore is a little nervous about life post-graduation. What is she going to do?
That's always the big scary question.
A neuroscience major at Indiana University, she wants to study how diet impacts the brain. As the conversation continues, she flicks her eyes back and forth to her sign language interpreter.
I say I'm hard of hearing.
As a student with a disability, she says she didn't have a lot of options for paid experience. But then she found the Gregory S. Fehrbach Center.
And so it felt like the perfect match.
She'll graduate with 3 full-time internships on her resume. The Fehrbach Center is connecting students with physical disabilities to internships in Indianapolis. Each summer, about 65 students work in full-time paid internships. Director Larry Markle says the internship program has accepted almost 200 college students.
Really, the purpose behind the Fehrbach Center's internship program is to make sure really highly talented, qualified college students with physical disabilities get access to quality internships.
Markle says that by getting these students internships, they become better candidates for employment after graduation. About 1 in 5 college students report having a disability, and when they finish college, jobs are typically harder to find. The employment rate for people with disabilities is half that of people without disabilities.
There's a perception that exists in general that individuals with disabilities aren't capable of, or not fully capable of performing or being responsible for the job-related tasks in a workplace.
That's Carlos Taylor. He leads the Fehrbach Center's internship program. The center provides students with accommodations for their disability. Students may have disabilities relating to sight, hearing, mobility, or orthopedics.
We hope to foster an environment for college students with physical disabilities where the disability is not the primary focus.
Students have access to accommodations such as workplace technology and free transportation. Some students, like Moore, are connected with sign language interpreters. Moore's favorite part about her internships was free housing on IUPUI's campus. She says she found a community there where they all had to overcome a disadvantage.
We all shared a similar struggle going out in the world, but we were all kind of united in that.
The center also takes care of something people with disabilities have to consider carefully: when and how they tell prospective employers about their status. Markle says the center's 39 partners don't mind. They include companies like Eli Lilly, the Indiana Pacers, and Eskenazi Health. They've asked for more Fehrbach Center interns and hired some after graduation.
So we're seeing a high rate of students with physical disabilities who've participated in the program find equitable employment after their internship.
The center also offers interns professional development. Sometimes they talk about things like financial literacy, and other times they get into how to receive accommodations at work.
But we want to help them think about that ahead of time so that they aren't scrambling and trying to figure out, what do I do next? How do I do this? What should I say? What shouldn't I say?
Moore says she has some concerns about working after graduation before going to grad school, but she's built up her resume.
But I feel like the Fehrbach program have given me the tools to work through that and to navigate that job search.
The Fehrbach Center will accept another cohort of 65 interns next summer. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Aubrey Wright.